We are recording.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Everybody sit back, enjoy. We got to figure out what we're doing.
Yeah.
This is Christian from Metropolis America, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library. There's a moment in your bones when the fire takes over. Blood is running, heart is pumping as the battle gets closer. They can say what they want now.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Toying Around. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And today we are going to be opening up some packages of the Power Rangers Micro Morphers. Mm-hmm. These are done by Hasbro. They came out, I believe, just this last year in 2019, maybe 18.
Not sure. 18, yeah.
18. There we go. Yep,
that's the copyright anyways.
Okay. We have about 12 packages, which has two little figures mm-hmm. each and two big boxes.
Four
big boxes, one Zord in each box, and two Zords. More additional figures. These, of course, as you know, are just add-ons to our collection. We found these on clearance, so we decided to pick them up, see what they were like, just have fun with. We like the Power Rangers. Probably whatever we don't get, whatever we get duplicates of, we'll probably go to Jonathan. Like Logan said, going to Jonathan.
If we forget, just let us know and we'll probably get it to you.
The song we came in on was Unstoppable by The Score. So if you like the sound of them, be sure to look them up and support them. Mm-hmm. Also, this was featured in the Power Rangers movie from 2018 as well. Mm-hmm. So that's another kind of tie into the Power Ranger stuff.
Yep.
And do you want to go do the packages first?
Sure.
Save the Zords for last.
Yeah.
We'll see what we get here, Logan. And we're using scissors, folks, because we're just... Yeah. And this will go pretty fast, because toys episodes usually do.
Yeah. Yeah, Goldar and the... I think, most recent Red Ranger.
Red Ranger? Okay. And I have no clue... And
the Goldar is doing a little sidekick.
Yep, he is. Is he riding on a cloud?
Looks like he's kicking something.
So I'm not sure what all figures are in this set or how many, to be honest, because there's no checklist. Oh, no, wait. I found a checklist. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 possible characters. Mm-hmm. Which one Logan got? Of course, he said Zoldar.
Yeah.
What was the Red Ranger you got?
Goldar, it literally just says Red Ranger. It's the one right before Goldar. I think that's the most recent.
I know, because that doesn't look like... Huh.
They've got the original series and the, I think, most recent series for the...
Looks like I got there's
Gold Ranger from the...
Got another villain here. Crew, that's no.
Drilltron?
Logan knows better than I do. He can read. I can't. Drilltron, and then I have a blue Power Ranger. I don't know what the heck he's doing.
Going by the thing, apparently he's on his head. Turning around to shoot someone.
He's doing a flip in the air is basically what it's supposed to represent.
That makes more sense.
Okay. I was kind of wondering there too myself. He's a trick shooter. There you go, folks.
Looks like the Neo was the one with the shapes, right?
I believe so. Yes, this looks like Neo.
Yeah.
So there's my first two. So we got four.
Yep. No duplicates yet. That's nice.
And I'm not sure what's in the actual boxes, if they're the same series or different.
Yeah, not sure. I think this is another one. It's the Fiery Guy.
Fire Guy?
Burnertron.
Cool.
And
he's kind of cool looking. Yeah. I like the flames around his head.
I think we just finished off all the villains.
Is that the Cruise Beast Bot? Oh, no.
Cruise Beast Bot.
Okay. Hey, I can't tell. We're flipping that, Logan. Oh, my cut didn't get down far enough. Let me try this again, folks. And these are only maybe at most 2 inches tall.
Yeah, they're small things.
First duplicate looks like.
About something. Yep.
So there's one for Jonathan. That is the Cruise Beast Bot. Uh-huh. And then we got another villain. This is from the latest version as well. Uh-huh. Cyber Villain Blaze.
Huh. Neat. So
cool.
Yeah.
And they stand up pretty well. They're, yeah. I mean, they're well balanced. Even the one with the Blue Ranger standing on his head.
It helps that they're motion things, because they do have little clear motion swivels like you maybe see in comics.
True. And this is series one on the bags. I don't know about the boxes, but the bags are series one. I just dropped it.
Well, I got another of the, was it Beast Morphers? Red Ranger, the newer Red Ranger. And so that's another for Jonathan. The Gold Ranger.
Oh, cool.
Or White Ranger.
He's the Tiger.
White Ranger, because Gold Ranger is the other one.
Why am I? Oh, yeah, Gold Ranger's more.
He's got a gold mask, but White Ranger has a white bodysuit.
Yeah, he's cool looking.
Yeah, it looks like he's, well, look at his head compared to the rest of his body.
Oversized a little bit.
It looks like he broke it.
He broke it.
Okay, his head looks like it's coming from his elbow.
Just laying on the ground, folks. Yeah.
Nah.
Tronic. Just taking it easy. He's not worried about the battle. He's just chilling like a villain. Oh, we got a little robot thing.
Jack Beastbot.
There we go. He's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Jackrabbit type thing.
Apparently, yeah.
Cool. Okay. So far, not too bad. We haven't gotten too many duplicates. So
Which,
out of the 16, I said?
I think so.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Originals.
So yeah, we're pretty close. Another of the Red Ranger.
No.
So that's a duplicate of a duplicate. That's kind of sad. And Rita.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Rita Repulsa. How many Ritas would be in there? So that's kind of cool to get her being an original villain.
Yeah.
Next two. This is. Get rid of that. Looks like duplicates. We got the Burner and the Blue Ranger. So my two were duplicates.
Ah, well, it happens.
Okay. Logan's the next one.
And another duplicate the one guy that.
The one laying down.
Yeah.
Tronic.
I kept on trying to say tonic, but And the next one is yet another duplicate.
Oh, no.
And it's a duplicate of a duplicate again.
Yep. All right, we're going to get this all 16. We're getting.
Close to
We got more duplicates. We got the Jack Beastbot and what was this guy called? Drilltron.
So. Yeah, so unless they have the same set in Zords, I don't think we're getting out. Wait, yeah, it is. Series 1.
Okay, so maybe we might still get.
But we got another duplicate, so
this is Logan's last bag.
Yeah, it's the Cruise Beastbot as a duplicate and. Okay. Oh, we already had that one as a duplicate, too. Goldar as a duplicate.
Oh, man. It's a good duplicate. But
yeah, Jonathan's going to be happy with it, but.
Really? My last pack before we go to the boxes. So we'll see what we got here.
Looks like the Gold Ranger.
Oh, we got
Ranger,
a Gold
so
Ranger.
Nice.
So we got one new one, and then we got the Jack Rabbit thing again. Another duplicate. So out of those, we only got, I got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We only got 12 out of the 16.
Yeah, we're missing one of the Blue Rangers, one of the Red Rangers, Morph X Red Ranger, which is a green one.
Pink Ranger.
Pink Ranger. And I think that's it.
Man. So maybe with the boxes, we can pull those four. And like I said, these have one Zord
and
two little figures. So we'll see what we get in these. Logan's doing his first.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Uh-oh.
Oh, it looks. Oh, no. Yeah, it's got the same. Wait.
Have extra
it
ones?
Might actually have different ones. Cause,
oh, no.
Yeah, you recognize the Cruise Beast, but I think he might be. That's the one.
So these boxes might have extra ones to add to the series, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're probably not going to get a full set then.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, well,
got the blue one. And it's actually got decals to put on. That's a tricky one.
Stickers. Oh, I hate stickers.
Yeah, that's going to be annoying.
We might put those on if we feel like it one of these days. But
And the two figures were in a bag.
Baggy as well.
Yeah, there's stuff in the back. All sorts of stuff in the bag on the back.
Oh, there's something else.
Is there four?
Looks there's four figures.
Which is weird because it says two on the box.
Maybe you got lucky.
Or maybe it's the...
Who knows? I don't know.
Legs? Because I'm not seeing those. Wait, no, that legs
no,
are right
the
there.
Legs are right there.
Yeah. So what's going on here?
Tell you, to be honest, the Zords aren't all that
Yeah, they're
much.
Trying to make it.
I like the little
figures. The figures are awesome. The Zords are kind of meh.
Yeah, the Zords are meh, like Logan said.
Plus, you have to do most of the decals yourself, so that's even worse.
I like the, definitely like the figures.
A new figure. Cool. Which, cool. Yeah, there's a whole new set. Slicertron.
Cool. I'm going to kind of get mine ready while you're opening your little ones.
Yep.
That way I can get my checklist out and be ready to roll. Oh, wow. I think you're right. I think they're all different. Oh, yeah,
some of these are
ones.
Little.
Oh, they're just little weapon things for the Zord.
Looks like it.
Yeah. Okay, just throw those in there and
put them in the Zord while we get to that.
So you are only getting two little minifigures. You can sticker it up. I would say the sticker is probably fairly easy. Mm-hmm. The Zord is just kind of a blocky block type thing.
Yeah. Smash Beastbot.
Well, that's kind of cool looking.
Yeah, but the maybe. Zords also come with their own set
those
of.
Those are actually a little bigger than the people.
Yeah. Well, Smash Beastbot's about the same size.
Yeah, true. It is. Okay. And that was your two figures?
Yep.
So, okay, go ahead and open the box. Now I can open up the actual blind bags inside. We have another blue. So, Merry Christmas, Jonathan. You get a blue Zord plus some figures. Let's see what we got here. I'm just going to pull out the two figures and leave the other stuff in there. That feels like a figure. That feels like pieces. To get to them, you gotta mess around with them, don't you? That's pieces, and here's a figure.
Yeah,
okay. So I'm gonna put the little pieces back in since this is gonna go to Jonathan. Let's see if I can put this back in. Oh no! There, I did it! Okay, let's see what we got here as figures. Okay, where's the scissors? Cutting. Don't want to cut my... Oh, well, I wonder if you get the same two figures because it's blue.
Maybe.
So I got the...
Wait, no, there's too many for it to be that case.
Oh, I got one duplicate already.
Yep, the
Slicertron and...
Yeah, it's the same.
Same two. Smash Beastbot. So, Jonathan, you just got yourself a couple more of those.
Got the black...
Oh, cool. Okay. This back in the bag for Jonathan. Plus, I'll probably have to put every stuff in the Ziploc-y or something so Jonathan, we don't lose it for Jonathan. These are itty bitty, folks. Don't want to lose them.
And oop. The bigger ones were the stickers. The ones in the head were the figures, right?
Actually, there's one in each. You just kind of have to fill the. Mine had one in each compartment. One figure, one.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, there's my first one. First duplicate. Not good ratio. Well, I guess you got a black one, so that's...
Yep, that's
50% yeah. We got different.
Yep, Cruise Beastbot.
Okay, so there's a new one. Cool, cool. Yep.
It looks a lot like one of the ones from the set, but it's a bit different.
Yeah, you're right. It does, doesn't it?
And
painted up differently and has a different weapon. But otherwise, yeah, it's the same robot. Cool. Okay. And he's digging out his last figure, and I'll start digging out my Zord while he's doing that. So these folks, yeah, I definitely would not have paid full price for them.
But the little figures are neat.
Yeah, the little figures are neat. The Zords I would have definitely skipped.
That's a neat one, too.
Oh, cool.
Which one is it? Where's the thing? It's Railtron. Looks pretty neat.
Okay, I got gray. Is that
the I think that might figures? Be the same.
Oh, no.
So let's see. Are they the same figures, too?
We'll see here. Oops. Got it. Clip that back on. Take this off. Let's see. There's a figure. Oh. And there's the figure. These two back in. Let's see if Jonathan gets at least two Zords. Well, the Zords are only 50-50.
Yep.
You got half of them. Uh-huh. Jonathan's going to get the other half.
Yeah, we missed the, I think, blue and yellow or purple and yellow. I think it's blue and yellow.
Oh, I got a different one.
Nice. It's one of the holographic ones.
Green ones. Oops.
Jack's Beastbot.
Okay, and then the last one. So we found out that they're not always the same figures. Oh, it's another different one. It's solid black.
I think that might be the Cybervillain.
Almost looks like Snake Eyes.
Cybervillain Roxy. Nice.
Almost looks like Snake Eyes.
Kinda.
Of course, I guess.
And one of the
owned by the same company, so they can.
And while it actually is how it's supposed to be, one of the gun blades is silver, one is black. That actually is how it's supposed to be, but it Looks like it isn't.
Yeah, it looks wrong.
It's correct, but it doesn't look like it.
So that was the Power Ranger Micro Morphers by Hasbro. And of course, like I said, Hasbro did buy these from Saban, and they basically have control of it in North America. Uh-huh. I don't know about Bandai, if they have control of it still in Japan or not. But in North America, Hasbro has control over it, over the movies, the TV series, I think, from this point forward, and the toys.
Uh-huh.
So one looking like Snake Eyes, like we said, isn't too much of a shock. We didn't get everything. Definitely the figures are the coolest part.
Yeah.
The Zords, no.
Yeah, the Zords are kind of meh, but the figures are awesome.
Yeah. So that's our take on these little dudes.
Yep.
When we're going,
the Zords do have a different figure set, which has some pretty cool ones too, though. Yep. So still a reason to buy the Zords.
True. There's a reason for that. That is true. Mm-hmm. Okay. And since that's it, we're going to be sneaking out of here with everybody. We're going
to song from the first movie too.
Yes, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the very first one with the original Mighty Morphers from the TV series. This one is called Trouble. It is by a group that was called Shampoo. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see if they have anything out there that's still available in the digital realm, they would definitely appreciate any type of support you could give them. But that's pretty much it for this toying around. Hopefully you liked us opening up our Micro Morphers. They turned out pretty cool. I kind of enjoyed them.
So those figures are awesome.
All right. So we'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Live. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.